With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. He was a globetrotting Associated Press correspondent who became one of America's longest-held hostages. He was kidnapped in Lebanon in 1985, held 7 years, and was often tortured. Prior to that, he was a combat Marine in Vietnam. Today, Terry Anderson died. He was 76. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery tells the Salem Radio Network, Iran has funneled the money it has received from the Biden administration in recent years into attacking Israel.
Funded Hezbollah, Hamas, proxy IRGC proxy groups in Syria and Iraq, and the Houthis, and their own missile and nuclear weapons development. So they are pressuring Israel on five fronts.
Also, at srnnews.com, correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a deadly crash at a racetrack in Sri Lanka.
A race car has skidded off a track in Sri Lanka, killing several people and injuring over a dozen more. The car veered off the track during a competition about 110 miles east of the capital, Colombo, ramming into a crowd of spectators and race officials. Police say they have launched an investigation into the accident, which was the 17th out of 24 events scheduled. The race was suspended after the accident. About 45,000 spectators had gathered at the race circuit at a Sri Lankan military academy. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities say a Chicago police officer has been shot and killed overnight while heading home from work. The officer had been shot multiple times, and officials also confirm now that his car was missing, but they don't know at this time if it was some type of a carjacking incident. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is making a lot of money.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business. But the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a measure adjusting a bill that allows parents to challenge inappropriate books in public school libraries. Atheists had been using the law to challenge the Holy Bible as well as the dictionary. Growing number of states passing laws that allow book challenges as parents demand more control over what materials their children have access to. This is SRN News. Well, John Scott reports students will pay more to attend Georgia's public universities.
Officials say schools face rising costs and must charge more to maintain a quality education. Regents have voted to increase tuition and fees at the system's 26 schools. The typical Georgia school will charge in-state undergraduates $6,466 in tuition and mandatory fees next year. That will be up 2.4% from $6,317 this year. John Scott reporting.
Officials are still trying to sort out exactly what went wrong, but a tram accident at Universal Studios Hollywood theme park in L.A. has left 15 people injured, none of them critically. Officials do say that all of them have been hospitalized. Details of the accident not immediately available. More details at srnnews.com.